Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Open your hands to receive what Christ gives. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham, Galatians 3:7. Abraham lived long before camera crews could follow his every step. But Abraham's name is enshrined in Scripture as one of the great examples of a person who took God at his word. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, Romans 4:3. Faith was the sole basis of Abraham's right standing with God. Does that seem hard to believe? It did to the Galatians. So, Paul reminds them in chapter 3 of the sufficiency of faith, the same truth underscored by F.B. Meyer, in this insight. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. The strong tendency of the Galatian Christians to depend on ceremonies or legal obedience in addition to their faith in Christ brings about in this chapter a magnificent demonstration of the sufficiency of faith alone. Faith had marked the beginning of the Galatians' Christian lives. They had found peace with God through faith. Faith had been the means, too, of Abraham's acceptance with God. Long before he had become a Jew by the initial rite of Judaism, he had been a humble believer in God's promise, on the basis of which he was reckoned righteous. Simple faith was the only condition that he had fulfilled. Surely what was sufficient for the father of the faithful is good enough for his children. Let each reader see to it that he does not merely believe about Christ, but believes in him. Today's New Testament reading is Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 14.
Galatians 3. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain, if it really was in vain? So again I ask, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law, or by your believing what you heard? So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then, that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, as it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law." Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, it says, "The person who does these things will live by them." Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole." He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
Abraham was fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Romans 4:21. Abraham had not earned salvation, Galatians 3:6, or deserved it, Galatians 3:22. His responsibility had been simply to receive it by believing what he heard, Galatians 3:2 and 5. Incredible? Unbelievable? Too good to be true? You'll never know until you open your empty hands to receive what Christ alone can give.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.